You're welcome. Did you have something to hand up to us, did you?
This will be a copy of the program.
What is it?
There's any notes and a copy of the presentation.
I'll just wait for that to arrive, if that's okay. Well, do you want to introduce yourselves to us in the meantime while the documents are being printed?
I'm Pam Wilkins, Wilkins Farming Company.
Yep.
My husband Ray, son Michael and Sean Wilkins, and one is absent because of the weather.
Right.
It's virtually snowing at home.
Right.
And we're slamming tight, so.
Okay.
He's a late defaulter.
All right. And so are the four of you going to speak collectively to the bundle of submissions, or will there be other speakers as well?
We have a number of others. Will Bowl, who's representing our dairy farm. Sue Miller from our office. Lindsay Wright, who's the property owner that we lease. And last is Dr. Mike Sklash, who's come from Canada.
So this material then, that's just been handed up, so what is that? Is that your speaking notes?
Yes.
Okay. And so are they for you or are they for the collective group?
No, for the group.
Okay. Alright.
Okay.
Yep.
So good afternoon. My name is Pam Wilkins. Our presentation will involve several people from different aspects of our business as per the schedule provided. So if you bear with us as we read our statement, we have a lot to say and don't want to miss anything. We'd like to start by stating that on a national and global scale, what a great province we live in. Environmentally, economically and socially. We have a great asset here, but most of all it was founded by, and is still made up of some of this country's most enterprising and capable people. The issue of water quality is real, but on a national and global scale, in perspective, is not catastrophic. We have an opportunity to address this matter in a manner which is sensitive to all moving parts and all parties. Let's not overreact and limit our options. We need a plan to be practical, and we need the opportunity to get it right. I'd like to quote the Prime Minister's Chief Scientific Advisor, who states in his New Zealand Freshwaters Value State Trends and Human Impacts Report of April 2017. Firstly, regarding science, its role is to provide the evidence base to inform policy and actions and to suggest the options and opportunities that exist. And again, regarding solutions, he says, there is no universal set of solutions. In many cases, the solutions will need to be catchment specific, and some, because of the nature of the catchment, may take decades to have maximal effect. So our family farming background, our ancestors on both sides of the family settled in Otago in Southland in the 1840s as farmers, and as gold miners in the 1860s. Our family has been farming in the old Matera zone ever since, for five generations, now approaching the sixth. Through good times and tough times, along with many other farming families in Southland. Four of these six generations are in the room today. I'd like to introduce my father, Fred Cooper.
Good afternoon.
Born on a farm north of Gore, on land on the banks of the Matera River in 1922. And with him is his great-grandson, Jack Wilkins.
Thank you.
Born in 2010 at Waipunaru. One thing that has allowed this generation model to work has been a functioning democratic model that many of our parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles made sacrifice to defend during the world wars. These democratic ideals are threatened by this plan. It's not our intention to change this generational farming model. We are here to play the long game. and that means sustainability and accountability to our children, neighbours, communities and public. Just as our words are tape recorded here today to be analysed and scrutinised, so are our farming actions and planning policy by future generations. We need to do the right thing by them. As the current caretakers of the land, it is our obligation to improve the legacy and not erode it. We as a province need to work towards this objective and not undermine it with restrictive regulation resulting in perverse outcomes. Now Ray will speak.
Disclaimer. Well, firstly I'd like to say this hearing setting of public speaking on a political matter is not a farmer's natural habitat. The last place we want to be is standing on a podium. In the past, we've relied on industry bodies to handle these matters, but the response that this plan has evoked and the public mutiny is a testament to the belief and passion the community has to achieve the right outcome and suggests the plan needs realignment. We've all learned a lot through this process. One thing being in life and science alike, we know more tomorrow than we do today. In the case of our now 1-year-old submission, there are details we would adjust. The same could be said if we were to write it in another year. However, many of our underlying principles would remain the same. When our families began farming cattle here 150 years ago, there was no awareness of nitrate leaching. It was not understood or spoken of. Similarly to when we carried out exploration drilling in Wendon Side 15 years ago, the Garvey Aquifer was not named. The point being, as the wheel turns, our understanding develops and our social conscience evolves. We need to realise that time is our friend. Let's not put unrealistic restrictions and timeframes on our policy. This will only create pressure, forcing assumptions to be made, not allowing path for due diligence, resulting in poor outcomes such as this plan in its current state. Any plan needs to be malleable with provision to change. Provision to change with our understanding of all our environmental, farming, economic, political and social interactions with the ability to embrace new strategies. This will allow us time to improve models and extension of good management practice. This will allow time to find the sweet spot of protecting water quality interests while allowing agriculture progression. Execution of this has been well demonstrated in further developed societies worldwide. Empathy for all parties. Water quality is an issue to be addressed, but we feel it needs some context around it. And sadly, it has become a political football, largely overstated in public opinion. There have always been stagnant ponds on riverbeds, Herefords have crossed rivers in this country for 150 years. Only now, in this globalisation era of camera phones, social media, that those who don't venture into these altitudes have seen it. How can we expect these people to have a perspective if these issues are only seen selectively on laptops? Media is a useful tool, but only can outcomes be credible when interpreted in local context with good understanding of all landscapes and contributing factors. It is disappointing to see such brash statements made discriminating rural and urban sectors, polarising dairy farmers, cropping farmers. We feel these statements are premature and destructive, as our understanding of the relationship between farming and water quality is relatively primitive on the farming scale. It should not be about blaming one land use versus the other. Science will reveal solutions to these problems. We must be aware of defamation when bluntly categorising and widely discriminating certain practices as a long-term brand damage, capital erosion, public reputation can be significant. As the saying goes, a lie will make it halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. This could be quite applicable in regards to some of the strongly discouraged farming practices in this plan in the Wendonside area. A well-managed dairy farm in Wendonside could prove to be a much more environmentally viable unit than most other places in New Zealand. Quite the opposite to Environment Southland's current risk assessment. What we're asking for today is the opportunity to prove this, to prematurely and unjustifiably misshape opinions of a particular land use in a particular area is inappropriate. Context of current farming environment. Farming for us and many others is a generational game of survival, often cash flowing just enough to live for another day. It has never been part of our business model to realise or exploit capital land values. We're dedicated to making a living off the land in a sustainable way, but feel our options are being unnecessarily restrained by unfairly restricting land use and eroding capital value. Environmental Southland need to be aware of how close to the wind we are sailing. Regulation has targeted Old Matara. Regulation has targeted dairy farming. After 2 years of relatively historic low produce prices, some farmers may have only 30% equity, a 10 to 25% erosion of capital because of this plan could bury a business's viability. Do not underestimate the mental toll of this plan on farming families. Like the share crash, deregulation of high interest rates in the late 80s, those of us who farmed through this will remember it was not a pleasant experience. Water and land plan is at risk of having the same effect. It is not the sentiment of the plan, but the reckless application and execution. In a farming context, we have only recently become aware of the relationship between families and water quality. In the meantime, generations of hard work, infrastructure, resource, employment and training has been implemented towards farming objectives. To have this threatened by compromised land use options and capital erosion is unfair. Considering the awareness of water quality risks, we are the first to put our hands up and contribute to solving any issues. We are concerned this plan shows a lack of recognition of the contribution of Southland's agriculture interests to the province and the work and investment already undertaken to mitigate any adverse risk to the environment associated with land use in the agriculture industry. It was not long ago Southland towns were in a sorry state in the 1980s and 1990s. On the back of farming prosperity, many fortunes have turned. Subsidiary businesses have flourished, countless jobs have been created, service and trade people, contractors, professions alike have been able to name their price as demand for services has outstripped supply. Receipts from working expenditure and reinvestment has filtered through local communities repeatedly through the province. Farmers are to Southland what a tight five is to a rugby team. If they don't win the ball, they won't score tries. We feel those developing this plan have been distracted by regulatory overkill and taken their eye off the ball. This has resulted in a disconnection with reality and a lack of understanding of social economics and dynamics. Sean will speak now.